WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online. You can listen to it anywhere. My name is DK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, well, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you haven't heard of before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I've got a great program lined up for you today with an hour of music that contains new material from The Coral, Heat Yorn, and The Formidable Joy. Today's reissue song is from Haircut 100 off their 1982 classic debut album, Pelican West. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Winter Pills. I decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with something new from a band, new band. They are Drug Pizza, which is a great name for a band. They're two guys and two gals. Specifically, we have Madeline Steinberg on vocal and guitars, Miguel Gallego, also on guitar and vocals, Zoe Camp on bass, Henry Van Dusen handling the drum kit. These kids all worked together at a radio station when they decided to make their own music. And keep in mind, these kids are newbies. This is their first album. However, I think they have great potential. The music is kind of stripped down, and it does have an edge to it. Also, it also has a touch of pop sensibility. This do-it-yourself band put together their debut EP, Return to Content Mountain, and just got released in the U.S. on Negative Fun Records and in the U.K. on Art is Hard Records, which is how I found them. Song I have for you to start the show is Go Away. New music from Drug Pizza here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Third time's a charm. You're not
New music from Lost Tapes here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we are just smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Lost Tapes is essentially two guys from Spain, Valencia and Barcelona. They are Pau Roca and RJ Sinclair. They're getting ready to, getting some European music press, and they only have a few songs to their name. However, that will change as they are ready to release their debut full-length album, Let's Get Lost, in April. The song I just spun there is called Girls, and it is the CD's pre-release single. Changing musical direction with another new track from a band that reached out to me directly, which I still absolutely love. They are Portrayal. These are two mates from Shrewsbury in the UK. They are an interesting combination of a guitar-driven alt-rock person combined with a synthesizer enhanced ethereal sound person. They officially formed as a band in 2013 when these two old friends decided that they should make music together. This unsigned duo then self-released their debut full-length album Black Sea in 2015. Well, they were back in 2016 with the release of this new single. It's called Solecism. And by the way, solecism means to, quote, make a mistake in speech or writing, unquote, which I do all the time when I put my notes together for these shows. New music from Portrayal here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
there's such a thing.
That is the latest material from Sharn here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's TK hanging here with you and tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Sharn is the single name moniker of Sharn Te Pau, singer, songwriter, artist, and professional dancer from Wellington, New Zealand. Clearly, this young man has no talent. I mean, really, how does that happen? He can be a singer, an artist, and a singer-songwriter. Anyway, Sharn has been honing his musical craft for a couple years. He started out doing covers about 3 years ago. Slowly, he began finding his own voice, and about a year ago, with the release of an EP, got the attention of the A&R Record Department, which is a record label out of Australia, which is how I found out about Sharn. That song is called Born, and it's been released as a standalone single, and it officially comes out on the 8th of April.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Next up is an encore appearance from a band called Brass Phantoms. I first featured them back in February with the title track of their newly released EP, City of Wolves. Well, this solid indie alt rock band out of Dublin have officially released their new EP, so I thought I'd revisit it and play a deeper cut from it for you. This tune is entitled Every Sensation. More new music from Brass Phantoms here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Winter Pills right after the latest here from The Coral.
Running, but she's not running.
New music from The Coral here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Music you might otherwise miss with TK. The Coral are back with the new album, Distance Betweens, which came out earlier this month, and it's been 6 years since their previous album. It feels like the band is invigorated. I first found them back in 2002 with the release of their debut self-titled disc, but to be honest, I lost interest in them as they pushed their sound into the pop music marketplace. The Boys' new sound, and with a new record label as well, and I wish them luck. And oh, by the way, the album, let's see, I did mention, the song, rather, was called Miss Fortune. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, followed up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps some perspective to an artist's career. And today's pick is Winter Pills. Now, Winter Pills is a co-ed blended indie pop rock five-piece that originally from Northampton, Massachusetts. They launched their debut EP, or rather album, in 2005 and released 7 studio albums, including 1 EP and a collection of covers. The latest addition to their discography is titled Love Songs, and that came out on March 18th. The song is familiar with their wonderful harmonizing and spiffy guitar work. On the track, I have for you today, it's called Celia Johnson. That tune has kind of a Beatle-esque quality to it. Check it out for yourself. This is the Winter Pills. They're today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Oh, shit. through the rearview mirror, watch you circle round the train.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Winter Pills with Laughing from their 2005 self-titled debut album. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. Also, you'll be able to find some free downloads and also some videos. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Haircut 100, and the album that has been reissued is Pelican West. Well, actually, I guess it's a reissue of a deluxe issue called Pelican West Plus. Of course, it still counts in my book. I really like these guys. Anyway, Haircut 100 hit the new wave music scene hard in 1982 with the release of this album. And had hits on it like Favorite Shirt, Boy Meets Girl, Fantastic Day, and this one, Love Plus One. So this is Haircut 100 with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was a new tune from The Joy Formidable. Now, The Joy Formidable are originally from Wales, but they now make their home in London. Been following them since 2010 with the release of their debut full-length album, A Balloon Called Moaning. They've maintained their rocking quirkiness over the years, but it's still showing. I wish I could say that. Anyway, the quirkiness over the years, it still shows on their latest release, Hitch, which has a street date of March 25th. The song I just played for you there is called Last Thing on My Mind, and it was the radio edit version where that piece checked in at under 4 minutes. The full version clocks in at 6:20, and I just don't have an attention span for a 6 minute long song. Anyway, next on the playlist is The Go, and The Go are basically a trio, but they have other musicians contribute when they get the chance. These boys are from Detroit, Michigan, and they are quite the institution there. The song I have for you, Inside a Hole, was originally self-released by the band back in 2013. However, Burger Records ran across these artists and signed the boys and re-released their full-length album, Fiesta, on their label. Apparently, even fellow Detroit rocker Iggy Pop likes this local institution. Iggy featured The Go's Inside a Hole on his BBC Six radio show back in February. That's a big deal. New music from The Go here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is new stuff from a band called We the Pigs. And We the Pigs are a shoegaze alt-pop, lo-fi, mixed-gender trio from Sweden. They've been together for a couple years, self-released a couple EPs. They just got connected with a little record label in Barcelona called Discos de Carrion and decided to release this single called Fly. Next up is a spanking new track from Pete Yorn. This venerable singer-songwriter is back with his seventh studio album entitled Arranging Time. The album just dropped on the 11th of March, already to some great press. The song I picked to share with you this morning, rather, is called In Your Head. New music from Pete Yorn here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Flora Cash. They're a male-female indie folk duo out of Stockholm, Sweden. They're getting ready to release a mini-album called Can Summer Last Forever? This song is called Pharaoh. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of Music you might otherwise miss.
Stay with me.